Hey, greetings, sisters. It's Sister Almond and...
This is, I think, Brother Tupos.
Yeah, it is.
We're flying down the highway.
Yeah, so I asked Brother Tupos, I said, hey, you want to do an audio?
You can put me on the spot here today?
Right. He likes that. He doesn't mind.
No practice, no forenotice. I have no idea what she's going to talk about.
It's a real simple one. It's something that I've been thinking about, you know?
Well, it's good because I'm a simple person.
Right. It's something that happened. I'll give you a clue to think about. It's something that happened just recently, and you told it to me, and it really blessed me.
All right.
So back when we were born again, we started blogs right away, and we were sharing things. And I remember Brother Tupos was always telling me, because what I would put on the blog was like homemaker things, you know, because we were doing the homestead.
Titus II stuff.
Yeah, I was doing all kinds of things like that, learning it. And I was putting it out there and sharing scriptures and the joy of the Lord. And then
we were overflowing.
We were. And then as we would go out and we would share the truth with people, Brother Tupos would say, did you tell that woman that you have a blog?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, no. And inside I kept thinking, well, I feel like I'm boasting, or I feel like, I just felt really weird. You know, Brother Tupos, he kind of kept on me. He's like, what is it you always tell me?
Well, I would always say that we go by scripture, and scripture tells us to pray in private. Scripture tells us to give our giving to be in private, but Jesus said, let your good works be seen before men, be salt and be light. So my thought was always, if we're out in the world doing good works, proclaiming Christ, and we're lifting up him, boasting of him, telling of the gospel, if we're going to be on the internet, it makes sense to tell people, hey, we're putting stuff there to edify you, like dropping breadcrumbs in a forest to feed people or show them the way.
Right.
And so I always thought it was encouraging, because when I would find someone's blog or website that was encouraging, I thought we should be doing the same thing.
Right. And I was seeing it. I was getting it, you know. And then over the years, we ended up with our don'tperish.com ministry website and branched off into so many things.
Right.
We have like articles and audios and videos and street preaching of teaching the godly character traits and of being godly, holy, set apart.
Amen.
Saints.
Yep.
I'm kind of going somewhere. And then there's also Van Dweller Post.
Yep.
We had Homestead Post.
We had Homestead. We were trying to pour out everywhere we could.
And then all the Titus II things and a little bit for children. And something happened the other day that just sealed it all with me. I see it, I understand it, but there was always just that little tiny
You've been sharing
bit.
For a lot of years.
Yeah, oh yeah, many years.
Yeah.
But there was always that little itty-bitty tiny thing in me that still felt kind of funny. It's like, I feel like I'm just putting myself out there, but I know it's not. It's doing good works.
Right.
Brother Tupos said something the other day that really blessed me. He helped a man with his car, and the man talked about how hard it is to like live in the van and how hard it was to cook. You know where I'm going with this?
Oh yeah.
Where am I going?
Yeah, it was awesome. This man, I saw him walking across the parking lot. He looked like he was hurting, and he was. He just had a surgery he was healing up from. His car was broke down. He was grieving. His 18-year-old daughter had been killed in a terrible accident like 6 months earlier. And he was struggling because he was living in van-dwelling life. He was living in his minivan. And hey, real quick, I just want to say,
I'm getting the picture. I'm getting the camera
ready. We're driving on the highway. There's an eagle nest right there. And we could see the eagles in it. Part of the things we get to see, God's creation. That's pretty cool. Anyway, he was really down. And I saw him. I was able to go over, introduce myself, help him with his car. We blessed him with the need, gave him hope of the gospel, encouragement. And he said something. I said, you know, you're not homeless. You just live in your van. I said, we live in our van.
Yep.
He goes, yeah, cooking's really hard, though. I don't know how to do it. And I said, you know, my wife has a sister's blog, and my van dwelling tip page is loaded with tips on how to eat frugal, how to cook easy, how to be well fed in van life. You should go there. And he said, I think I will. And that encouraged him as well.
Yeah, and you know what? That just sealed it with me. That wiped out every last little bit of maybe a little bit of cringing inside me of what I do, you know, just as a godly, holy woman. I know we've gotten encouragement from other people saying, you know, we've seen you minimalize in your life, and it's really helped us see what it is to be more separate from the world and not attached to the things of the world. And this last thing here was just kind of like, wow, to be able to help a man like that with something I did, just something real simple like that, I was like, That was just a gift to me, yep. And I thought and that was wonderful.
We get emails. We just got a couple. We got one today, one another the day before yesterday, about couples that either saw us out preaching and found our website and are blessed, or somebody that just found our website. They're going deeper. They're testing man-made religion. And what I wanted to say was this. Mm-hmm. Before we came to the Lord, we were very selfish.
Yeah.
Fleshly. Uh-huh. And private.
Oh, yeah.
People.
Oh,
we
yeah.
love to just leave us alone. We do what we want. Don't be looking at our lives.
Don't
stay away from us.
Yeah.
And I think that can, I see a lot of people struggle with that. They think that putting yourself on the internet, going out preaching, is like lifting up yourself, showing yourself. But if you're doing it rightly, and it's not about pride, it's not about look at me, your
right.
website's not named after you, your face isn't in the camera at 24/7. If it's about lifting up the gospel in Christ, then I think you need to kill that part of you that says, I like being private, and you put yourself out there to be a gazing stock and a fool for the Lord, and in that he's glorified.
Right, you're going one other place that I was just thinking about. How many times did we have a discussion about me and being on the internet?
Right.
A glimpse of me in a video
yep.
or a
yep.
picture.
Yep,
I had
exactly.
to be... I had to really kill some flesh on that.
Kill your flesh.
Brother
yeah.
Tupos dug out the hammer and the sword, and he helped me kill that flesh.
Yeah, well, I didn't like it in the beginning either. I wanted to be just, I'm going to serve God, but I'm going to stay on the sidelines.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work that way. You look at Paul, you look at Jesus himself, you look at John, Peter, you look at the prophets. They all had to put themselves out there, stand in the public square, proclaim the word, hand out the word, talk to people, proclaim, I'm a Christian. You got to put yourself out there. There's no such thing as a Christian that's living in the shadows. Jesus said in John 3:19-21, one of my favorite verses,
yeah.
the people that love the light come in the light, but people that love darkness, they stay in the darkness. So we're people of the light. We want to put ourselves out there as we're proclaiming the gospel good news, and hopefully people will find it.
Right, and I think we do it in a pretty good balance to where we put just a little bit of ourselves so people can actually see what a godly holy woman, a godly holy man
oh, yeah.
look like, but it's not like in our face
Amen.
Or the focus.
We try to stay in the
yeah.
guidelines of scriptures. The Bible says go preach. Preach means public crier. Jesus said go lift up your voice. They all lifted up their voice. Sister Amin hands out the gospel, talks to people, sends them in to me. So we try to keep it all in the bonds of biblical guidelines. But yeah, going out and showing and telling the good news, and then putting on the internet, we're sleeping, and people are finding it. That's awesome.
Right.
All around the world.
Right. So yeah, your life is not your own.
Right. There
and
you
like
go.
Like you were saying, yeah. I like that because, you know, you have to get out of your comfort zone, out of your flesh, especially when it comes to speaking the things of God when other people are within hearing.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking to somebody who might want to hear it.
And we're servants, and I just learned in my verse by verse that I did in the book of Jude. You can go and follow the verse by verses if you want to, don'tperish.com. Jude says, be a servant. He's a servant. That word is doulos, and I love this definition. It says servant. There's a lot of different definitions, but ready? A servant cares not for their own interests, but that of their master.
Yeah.
A servant cares not for their own interests, but that of their master. So we're sold out to the Lord. We don't care about our own interests, our hobbies, our desires, our flesh, what people think of us. We're sold out for
yeah.
the interests of our master.
You're right. That's a good way to put it, because my interest was to just be quiet, sit in a corner, and not have anybody look at me, say
yep.
anything, do anything, and it's like, leave me alone. But
Amen.
The Lord certainly changes us.
He changes
doesn't
us.
He? Yeah, praise God for that. We just want to be an example. We want to encourage all you to grow and mature and to be an example as well. However the Lord has
Amen.
You do it within your life. Not everybody's going to do what we're doing. In fact, very few probably will.
Amen. 1 Peter 5 says be an example. That word example means like a stamped out part that's always the same. Be
yeah.
an example to everyone around you of what it means to be a Christ follower, what it means to walk and live in God's kingdom, what it means to come out of the culture and false religion, what it means to sacrifice everything and lose your life
Amen.
For the cause of Christ. That's
Amen.
The example
right.
we want to be.
Yeah, we do.
And
so.
By the way, we do it all for free. We don't ask for money. We don't
no.
take people's money. We support ourselves.
Right.
And we're totally against people that try to sell the things of God. That's a stain on the name of Christ.
That's right. I just read that in my audio Bible readings for women in Corinthians about Paul saying about that.
Amen.
You know, how he didn't want to be a burden on anybody.
Yeah, so learn,
yeah.
learn the word of God. Train yourself up. Get yourself biblical and holy. And then as God calls you, what he calls you in, go out. Put yourself out there for the cause of Christ.
Amen. Be fruitful, diligent, and praise his holy name every day.
Amen.
All right. Hey, you always do really good on the spot. I love it.
What can I tell you? God fills me up, and I just say what he tells me. I got nothing else.
Right.
I got nothing but the word of God.
Right. I'm going to have to do this a little more often and keep you on your toes.
We're going to go out, and we're headed to a new town.
Yep.
We're going to go out and shine forth. We got some bad weather coming in, so
we'll
be working online a lot. I think our weekend preach is going to get canceled. But
oh, there's always so much to do.
Oh, yeah. We're always witnessing to people one-on-one and shining the light of Christ.
Yeah,
the only
God.
Hope of the world.
Amen.
Go out and have a glorious day.
All right. Thank you for your input. All right. We love you, sisters. Hold fast. And may God be praised.